Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Bro, are we recording?
Yeah.
Great, this is Off Book, the improvised musical podcast. Wait, hold on though, everyone.
What?
We are going. This is Off Book, the improvised musical podcast. Fam band. Now, Jessica had a called shot with a song that she wanted to sing, but then she also knows what she wants everyone to do for that song. So, okay, Jessica, what is Scott doing?
Okay, so Scott, you're going to do that. Doon da, doon da, doon da, doon da. But Brett, you're also doing that.
Okay.
So actually, maybe Brett does doon da, doon da. There we go. Okay, that means can I get a dun, dun, da, da, da from you? Dun, dun. Great. Okay, now Dana, can I get a dun, dun, da, dun, da, dun, da, dun, da, dun, da, dun, da, okay.
What do I do?
Zach, you're going to give me some backing. Hang on. Ooh, ooh.
Okay. Ooh, ooh.
Okay, great. Here I go. Eggs on a cinnamon bagel, a cinnamon.
They gotta
give us a change.
Don't make her do everything.
Okay, fine. Okay, well, you keep going, Brett. Okay, you are doing that. And now, well, you have to stop so I can think of something else. Okay. Okay, and then now, Scott, you're gonna go. Dun, 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 dun. Great.
Wow.
Great, great.
That one's Jessica McKenna.
That one's Zach Reno. Give it up for Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
Sorry, I had to acknowledge it because Brett and I were both like, are you going to change keys? He was like, no,
I'm not allowed to.
You know, I was giving you a tome poem.
At a certain point, we all need to make our art our own.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Give it up for Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits.
Give it up for Dana Wickens on the stick and the boom in the other room.
Give it up for yourselves. Give it up for February.
We're still in person, and it is not safe for us to have a guest here, so it is just us.
Put a little R in your brewery.
February.
I mean, no one's ever saying that R.
February?
We're saying February.
Now, I came up with the funniest name of all names that's ever been before earlier today, Jessica.
That's true, you did. We were working on a script, and
I was like, what if this character's name was Wemby?
And then Zach and I proceeded to laugh too hard and too
loud. One of this character's name was Wemby.
Wemby?
Wemby.
Wemby.
Take Wendy. Now take the N. It's an M now. Now take the D. Oh, okay.
It's a B now. Now. Yeah.
Wemby.
Wemby.
Then my friend Wemby.
Okay, so this egg on a cinnamon raisin bagel is something that Dana has.
And it's an affront to God and all of his creations.
I like it. I love a sweet and savory situation.
To
it's
me,
like
the cinnamon raisin bagel is such a like watershed thing that is left in a store, right? Like it affects.
What?
Like it, to me, if you.
What?
Dana, you're objectively wrong here, so let me say why.
No.
If there is like an onion bagel, there are certain numbers of like, you know, kinds of cream cheese and things that go on that naturally. If you come into a store and the only bagel left is a cinnamon raisin bagel, a lot of those things are no longer available to you if you want to walk in the light of day with other humans.
What? Oh my God. Well, wait. Are you saying cinnamon raisin bagel is the last selected bagel?
I'm saying that if you walk into a store and there is only cinnamon raisin bagels left, you can now not order chive cream cheese.
Yes.
You
can
see what I mean? This is why Dana is like being a werewolf and has like thrown away society.
Here's what I'll say. A chive cream cheese is a much more savory potent punch than an egg. Egg is like, think of the taste of an egg.
Okay. I'm doing it.
It's not that powerful of a taste that can't modify sweet or savory.
It's like, think of a McGriddle, technically. That's what that... It's like a breakfast...
Now, I'm not ordering a McGriddle,
sure.
So...
I want you to picture this.
Okay.
Who is breakfast time? And you're not Jessica, because if you're Jessica, you have not ordered eggs for breakfast.
You're a human
that did order eggs for breakfast.
Yeah.
And someone was like, hey, would you like some cinnamon on your eggs? What would you say to that person?
I actually don't think it's that weird. I think like some of those warming spices, there's a lot of like egg in Middle Eastern breakfast dishes that vibe on the like nutmeg clove side, that it's not that big of a leap for me. To imagine cinnamon and a shakshuka is not blowing my mind.
Sure.
Zach,
yes.
French toast.
Okay.
What are the ingredients of French toast?
That's egg as an ingredient, not egg as the part of the dish.
Yeah, but it's very eggy. I'm just saying.
It is quite eggy.
I'm with you on the fact that someone was like, hey, like I'm going to put cinnamon and sugar all over your eggs. I'd be like, that's kind of gross.
I will give you French toast. I will say this. If there was only cinnamon raisin bagels left,
yes,
and you were like, what do you want on that? And you were like, me? Here, I want an onion cream. I want some tomatoes and onion cream cheese on that. To me, that's the, you have picked the wrong bagel for the food that you want.
Yeah, I agree, but that's not what she was saying.
She said
an egg sandwich. Like, well, what are you saying, Dana? I shouldn't speak for you.
I'm saying that I am an outlier in that I do like an... I would not kick out a cinnamon raisin bagel on an egg and cheese situation. I'm also very
weird.
Is
there a cream cheese component or a tomato? Is this just a cheddar cheese? And an egg.
Can I
get the cook on the egg? Are we talking medium?
Like a
firm?
Medium.
Okay, great.
Yeah, like a medium.
Okay.
Or like a scrambled. And I am weird that I wouldn't kick out a chive on a cinnamon raisin, but that I understand that's very weird.
And I will say that's the point where you lose me.
Yeah, it's weird. It's
and
bad.
That's the point where I can't.
I would
longer.
Not put a tomato on a cinnamon raisin bagel.
Okay. But I think the egg and the cheddar, I mean, some people put cheddar on freaking apple pie.
Yeah, yes.
For sure. It's the whole, like, it's the bridge too far, and it's that I know that that's the road that Dana's walking down. Listen. Wake up in the morning, greet the day. Someone's in my bed, and I'ma let them stay. Ooh, hello, chive cream cheese. I'm not kicking you out for the flavors you left inside my mouth. I'm not kicking you out, but that's just me. Can you out?
I wake up in the morning, I would wipe the sleep out my eyes, looking in next to me, and oh, do. I went to bed with sun-dried tomato spread. Oh, and I'm not mad to see that spread up in my bed. I'm not kicking you out, sun-dried tomato spread. I'm not kicking you out, sun-dried tomato spread. Are you for a sandwich, a bagel? Do I have to even put you on a bread? I'm not kicking you out, sun-dried tomato spread.
I mess with the Bialy, even though there might not be a hole, and all. Eat it fresh off the presses, or later when it's cold. I'll have a bunch of lox, as long as the lox is cold. And hey, you come around these parts, you can do whatever you're told.
You know I'm about to savor.
And that's the song about sex with breakfast food.
Yeah. Sort of specifically bagel accoutrement.
Yeah, that's right. We do have a sort of, like, there are a couple, and we can't spend all this podcast talking about bagels.
I mean, stranger things have happened. Stranger Things season 4, when are you coming?
Including our episode about Stranger Things, which did happen.
Stranger Things
was Brigga Heelan.
And what a great one.
Yeah.
Wow, what a tangent.
Listen.
Good associative language. I do like a bagel, even though I don't like breakfast that much. Come on, who doesn't like a bagel?
Bagel's great. Now, Los Angeles doesn't have the wealth of, like, great bagels other places do. We do have many great bagel places, but I feel like they are in demand. Like, all of our great bagel places are selling out.
Long lines for the good, good bagels. Do you all know this vocal pattern thing that I feel like is a version of a Valley Girl vocal tic? I believe Dana, you do watch Real Housewives of Salt Lake? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Scott, you do too.
Scott.
And Brett, you do.
Brett.
And I do.
Everyone watches it.
I have a 2-year-old. Of course I do.
Of course. You're like, sit down, Lucy. Watch how
learn
powerful
how to be an adult.
Heather Gay is. She's like such a good friend. Okay, so there's a person on the show.
Yeah, a character.
I mean, a character.
And
we're in LA. We know how reality TV works.
So she does this thing that a lot of kids I grew up with do. I feel like it's a SoCal thing, but this is Salt Lake. But where they pronounce the G at the end of an ing I'm just here trying to, like, do my best of learning and growing.
Oh, learn. Yeah, like, it's like
hit it hard.
Like,
yeah,
hard.
Whitney Rose does this, yes. And
learning.
Whitney
learning and growing.
I've noticed when people do
we're
that.
Always all this fighting. It's like got to stop. And she's had this arc on the show where she's this, like, young blonde lady who, like, has a stripper pole, but everyone's like, oh my gosh, she's so wild. But, like, the more you get to know her, you're just like, oh, she's, can you believe this? There's more to her. But especially this season, people have been like, wait a second, that one part where Whitney was smart. And I was like, Whitney is smart, but the is like a hard,
people are hardwired to think that means that you're not.
Yes.
Interesting.
It has for me, it has like a
to me, it's like a Valley Girl throwbacky sound.
That's
don't they do that on Long Island? Like Long Island?
Yeah. Long Island. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But hers is like not based in an accent. It's not like there was so much learning and fighting.
Yeah,
like, fighting. There was so much learning and fighting.
Is that like just a severe overcompensation for every person never like telling you, never say like fight in. You're not fighting. You're
I have
fighting.
No idea.
Like, I feel like maybe it's because they only hear the word said like, hey, this is how you say it, fighting. And they're like, oh, fighting? Cool, great. And then they're like, well, lesson learned.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I mean, there is a pretty good, yeah, I don't know. There was no real thought to that except for... Yeah, I don't remember where I was going with that, but
I have the opposite problem. Brett called this on me, which I actually didn't really totally realize I did. And then like my best friend, Britt, we've like grown up together from the same place. We don't pronounce
shout
our
out
T's.
Britt.
Britt. Shout out to Britt.
Shout out, Brett.
Brett and
Brett.
Brett
and Britt.
Brett and Britt.
We don't T's. Say, like, okay, so when I say, okay, I'm going to say, I-W-E-N-T to the store.
Uh-huh.
I went to the store. I say W.
You're putting the
went.
T on the two.
I say like went.
Can you give us an example where the next word doesn't start with two?
Say that you went up in a hot air balloon.
Yeah.
I went up in a hot air balloon.
Yeah, not a lot of T there.
Went. I like say like went.
She says went.
Went.
And then mountain.
Mountain.
It's like, well, instead of
yeah,
mountain.
Mountain.
I feel like the vocal styling of my high school was to be as lazy with your words as you could. Like everything got super dropped. Like, and I remember everyone said that's so cha for chill. No one would say the L, and it was like, how chill can you be about saying this word? That's so cha. And then there was this girl in my PE class freshman year who like took the spirit of that, but followed it to like the letter of the law, not the spirit of the law. And she would say, oh my gosh, that is so cha. And it just like delighted me because I was like, that's the opposite. Everyone's letting their jaw be as like loose as possible. And she was like, that is so cha. Cha.
That is like, that is what I think of when I think of like Southern California.
Yeah, just a bunch of kids being like, that's so cha.
You have to picture people by like a fire pit on the beach.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Someone's got a guitar out.
Someone has and there's like puka shell necklaces.
Absolutely. Steve, get your flip-flops away from the edge. They're going to melt.
Yeah, that mountain right is going to eat them.
They're going to melt into the sand.
They'll melt into the sand. You'll never find them again,
You'll
Steve.
Never find them again. Dudes. Can we just sit around and
savor the moment?
Savor this moment?
Yeah. Like,
what if when we grow, we could remember how we have these days gone by when things were such a.
What if when we grow up, we could remember how everything was so chill? And I was chilling with you, and you were chilling with me, and we all chilled together by the shining sea. So chill.
And it was a chill
with you and me.
Oh yeah, and we were like, what a beautiful day for a wedding. Does anyone else have some cactus cooler?
I love cactus cooler. It's a pineapple orange soda.
Yeah, we're chilling with me.
We were chilling with you.
And I was chilling with me.
And you were chilling like la la la.
We were chilling
la,
with
la, la, la.
This la, la, la.
You were chilling with me. secret.
A secret.
I never told anyone.
Never told anyone.
I thought I'd take a secret to my grave.
Take it to your grave.
Cause it's so personal.
Take it to your grave.
And it's so secretive.
Take it to your damn grave.
And it's a damn secret that I'm scared to say. I am afraid of dogs. Do you need me to say it again?
That is so cha.
Now cha.
Cha-cha real slow.
Cha-cha real slow. Cha. Ocha. Tea. Japanese.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. What is it?
Ocha. Green tea.
Oh.
There was a place across the... Like right outside of the campus of University of California, Irvine, Zotzaco Anteaters. It was called Cha for Tea. Which just, I think, means it was just the place that made tea. And cha, that's tea.
Like matcha?
I've never put that together. But yes, I assume that is part of the...
Where's the matcha part from?
There's also hojicha.
Matcha?
Yeah.
Probably Japan.
Yeah.
Oh.
And hojicha is toasted green tea.
Okay. Hmm.
It good.
Now, everyone on this podcast is an expert in Japan and everything Japanese. And
experts in everything.
What are we? I mean, we're experts in musical improv bullshit.
Yep.
I don't know that I would claim expertise over maybe anything else.
No.
Goldfish flavors.
Goldfish?
Yeah, that L's on there on purpose. I'm not tired.
You got original.
Goldfish.
You got Parmesan.
You got pizza.
You got flavor blasted, right?
You got flavor blasted.
Sure.
There's like those rainbow pretzel ones.
Pretzel.
Rainbows.
Original.
How much of us doing fan band episodes are just us talking about food?
I would say 85%.
Like high 80%.
A really high percentage.
We can't do this every time. Doughboys will sue us.
Yeah, that's how it works.
They'll sue us. And, you know, if I could, through extreme legal fees, provide a beautiful hat for Wally and Irma, a house for Wally and Irma.
Oh, gosh.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Okay, we can talk about something other than food. Let's see. What can we mine besides our favorite colors, the food we're eating?
Pinterest.
Pinterest?
Our favorite Pinterest pages.
Okay, wait. Brett and Dana, we can edit this out if you don't want to talk about it, but are you making fun house choices? Are you picking out tile?
We haven't picked anything out yet, but we do have good, like, architectural ideas.
Okay. Open contrast. You're taking down walls.
My Pinterest is guitar pedal boards and like secret passageways.
Oh yeah.
Just that was fun to look at for a while.
That's very cool.
Yeah. Like you know, secret like bookshelves.
Are you gonna put one into your house?
I mean that would be
amazing.
True dream come true.
Brett, how do you feel about the people that organize their pedal boards by rainbow colors?
I was just seeing the Seth Morris, his bookshelf is organized like by rainbow.
That's right.
And so I was just having this conversation. I don't know if I would do that with guitar pedals because it's really all about where my foot can get to.
Well, that's the thing about books, though. It's not about having them in the place that is convenient. It's about being pretty to look at. So what colors do we need to get you for a guitar pedal boy that you don't have yet? You need to go on SweetWire.com and type in mine is purple like a mess pedals. Right
now. I like that sparkly orange one.
What does that one do? Hit that
this?
One.
No,
that sparkly orange knobbies. It's not really a pedal.
Yeah, that guy.
Knobbies.
Hit that.
Oh, this does like a very, okay.
We're going to use that one.
Okay. Secret passageways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, yep. Take another one in there.
Queens of the Stone Age.
No, that one's good. We're gonna do this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're gonna do a song with that one.
Okay.
Scott's getting the bass. All right. Up the guitar a little bit. Let's crank up the volume there.
Yeah.
Oh, look, you're in my bedroom, but what a shock. You found a little tiny door that was hidden behind my grandfather clock. And now you're in the living room. Ooh, now you're in the den. And then you turn around through another door, and now you don't know where or when. Whoa, 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 where does it go?
Whoa, 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 where does it go?
The kitchen leads to, the bathroom leads to, the other kitchen, which leads to the guest bedroom.
Yes, bedroom leads to the powder room, leads to the Jack and Jill, leads to the big bathroom.
Big bathroom leads to the conservatory. Conservatory leads to the billiards hall.
Billiards hall leads to the den, leads to the living room, leads to the formal dining room, leads to the
leads to the panic room. What's the difference between the safety room and the panic room?
Oh, you see, the safety room is the empty room to the panic room, which is the empty room to the bunker.
The bunker!
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. you should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Well, now I have the whole cookie.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I have misread the situation again. I took a cookie intended for my friend.
I miscalculated what this was, and I took this from you just because.
I should have known the cookie from which you'd had just one bite was a cookie you'd return to some other time in the night. But I, like a fool, assumed that you were done. And then I touched it with my pointer finger and thumb.
I misjudged the situation. I made an error in my thoughts. I misjudged the situation. What I thought it was, it was not. And I'll say, maybe if I broke it in one clean half, and your attempt to not waste, that would make sense. But the single bite is, I think, the issue. That's right. And so quickly did you reach for it, you see, that I thought that's a strange choice.
Why does he want the cookie I have bitten?
Since there are 10 others.
I've misjudged the situation.
Happens to the best of us.
And me.
Welcome back to Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast. Well, what happened is,
listen,
we took
you heard the song. Heard what happened.
I want to set the literal table a little bit more, which is that Dana made delicious cookies.
Sure.
And I did a thing where I broke off one bite of a cookie.
Sure.
And ate it. And I would say less than 30 seconds later, Zach reached for said cookie.
That's right.
And it was funny. That's the
whole
thing.
22, because there's like 20 cookies.
There's a good amount of cookies.
I thought we were operating on it. I'm going to eat half a donut.
Which I think I understand. And that's why I called out, like, if I had done the thing where I went and went cluck and went and tried to make a clean half.
Yes.
Then that's
I'm now remembering.
Signal.
You did break it with your hand, though, right? You didn't chomp it and then put it back down on the plate.
No.
Okay. I'll be the first to admit that I was wrong.
You were trying to avoid waste, which I think is great. I just was not prepared to eat a whole cookie and then keep singing. I thought, but let me have a little bite. And then what ended up happening? I had the whole dang cookie.
And then we did a song about it. And now you're all cut up.
And now
listener.
It's like you've been here the whole time.
Now you've missed nothing.
Did anybody have a favorite birthday party as a kid?
Yeah. Beach party. For a summer birthday, I think I only had like one beach party that I remember.
When's your birthday?
It's in like the middle of July.
When's your birthday?
July 27th, everyone.
Wow.
Happy birthday.
Yeah,
thanks.
I got a bunch of birthdays right there. My sister's 22nd, got a niece on the 23rd, Morgan's 29th.
Wow.
Yeah.
You got a big clump.
Yeah, wait, what'd you say, 27? So you're a Leo, not a Cancer.
In July?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm on that borderline. Or now I'm not because there's another one.
Oh.
Ophiuchus?
Who's keeping track? Is that what it's called?
It's called Ophiuchus.
Wait, what?
Ophiuchus was... Have we talked about this on the pod? Surely
I can't recall.
Ophiuchus is There was a new astrological sign. They were like, now a Fucus is one of them, and it bumps everyone else around it. Some people to different signs. Mm-hmm. And then everyone was like, actually, yeah. We don't want to do that.
I am my sign. I won't open up my mind. I am my sign.
I am a Libra. I won't change it, Nina. Why does Nina keep wanting me to change my sign? Listen, are there other signs that would have been easier to rhyme with? Sure. Taurus.
Wait, what are you actually?
I am actually a Libra.
Okay, I was like, I assumed
I
you were
a Taurus. A Fucus isn't for us.
I am a sign. I won't open up my mind. I am a sign. No, you cannot drag me up to be in a different sign than I was.
Have I said on this podcast, maybe recently, on the last episode, I was like, the Ace, that's the first album I ever bought.
Yeah.
Ace of Base, I saw the sign.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I had the cassette tape. I had the cassette of Mickey Raps.
And what is our favorite? I assume the mouse.
Yeah.
What is Mickey rapping about?
I don't remember, but on the cover, he was wearing like a backwards hat and baggy jeans with like a flannel shirt. And it was like, hey, everybody, what do we say? Can we have fun in a cool way?
Now, listen.
Goofy here. Nothing's goofier than this music. That's fun.
When Disney characters, yeah.
Huh, it's the magical kingdom. Just waiting to hear from him, son.
It's that mouse music.
House of Mouse.
Who's fucking turning up in the most happiest place on earth?
What the fuck, it's Donald Duck. I don't wear pants and I take every chance to say, wah, 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 what's going on? I got my three nephews all along, and I'm a girl, Daisy, she's rocking at my side. She's keeping me feeling like I'm high and tight, and I rock the sailor suit, but never on the water. You know you can't come with me, you can't falter.
What the fuck is up? You knew I won't fail. I got the red ass nose coming out the gate, Dale. Yeah, my boy with me in the clip. He's got a black nose and his name is
Chip.
Yeah, we're always fucking with Donald Duck. Get all of his apples and not giving a fuck. Always storing them away up in a tree, making chaos in the world for all to see.
Minnie Mouse here wanna say real quick that all of y'all here can't suck my dick. If you don't like bows and you don't
Pluto. I'm not a dog. I don't talk, though. There is another dog, and it's Goofy. Yo. But ever, you better not fuck with me.
Yo, Goofy here, and I'm here to say I love my son, Max. Goofy here, and I'm here to say I love my son, Max.
I'm Oswald Rabbit, and I got locked up for being too fucking crazy and not giving a fuck. Mickey couldn't handle what I bring, so he put me away, had to become king.
Oh, what to do, what to do, what to do? How did you like meeting my crew? Yes, it's me, it's that titular mouse. M-I-C-K-E-Y, that's what I'm about.
I'm G-I-double-G-R, that spells me Tigger, and I bounce around all the time. Yes, I have my bottoms are made of springs and my hand are guns. I have several guns. I shoot them in the air. Lit is fun. Bang, bang, bang in the 100-acre wood. I am Tigger and I believe in Second Amendment rights.
Oh, what's up? The 100-acre wood is here as well? Oh, all right. Well, make room, make room, make room.
Well, I'm Eeyore and I guess I'll be on this track too. I lost my tail sometimes, and it's sad for me, but it's even more sad for you.
Oh, bother. Oh, bother. It's not funny when I get my bum stuck in a hole because I ate too much damn honey.
I'm Kanga, and I'm raising this kid. It's the thing I'm most proud of that I ever did.
Woo!
And I love to hop around. 100 acres hood is my stomping ground.
What about out? What about out? What about out? What about Rabbit? Yes, and I'm here and I'm making it a habit to speak really fast and to speak really quick. And oh, get out of my house, get out of my house, the trick.
Suffering, fuck a Dash. I'm a gopher. Am I a groundhog? I don't really remember. No, I am a gopher and I'm digging around. I'm making holes all over this town.
Yeah, just me. I just need to pop in. Yo, it's me. It's Christopher Robin. All of this is happening inside my mind. Have you ever thought about that? Have you given it the time? What kind of boy can isolate these tendencies and create these characters with so much integrity? So many little intimate details that I know, but they're all thousand in the hunger wicked woods. So I know Pooh and he's got his towel. I got Piglet. He's a little uptight, but how? I made him that way, invented in my mind. Christopher Robin, all time.
Magic Kingdom.
Magic Kingdom. Oh, the Magic Kingdom. The Magic Kingdom.
Mouse of Mouse. M-I-C-K-E-Y.
M-O-U-S, get the fuck out.
Yeah, that was probably how my cassette sounded.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Good, good crossover with 100 Acre Wood.
A Disney property. What isn't these days?
What isn't these days?
Now,
hey, guess what? Tonight, finale of our show, we once discussed Boba Fett.
That's right.
Book of Boba Fett.
You caught up?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, it's the finale tonight.
It's the finale tonight.
Okay. If you don't want Boba Fett spoilers, keep listening to this pod because we're not going to.
Because we would never spoil
talking about it anymore.
Go ahead. It's fine.
Please don't.
I won't.
Please don't spoil it.
We're not going to spoil
it. Have you watched it, Brett?
I've watched the first episode now, and everyone says it starts slow or bad, and I still liked it.
That's cool, man.
So, I just like all the creatures.
Listen, it's a Muppet. It's a big. Really the Muppets are great.
That's cool, man.
And that's cool.
I like it.
Brett.
You know?
Brett. Let's chaw.
Let's chaw,
I love
Brett.
When they said they offered to hose down the, you know, Jabba's guards that look like bulldogs. They offered to, like, hose them down and feed them at the cantina bar.
Yeah.
Funny.
Little things like that.
Yeah. Little things like that.
I like it.
I like it. Yeah, well, I won't say anything more.
If you were in Star Wars, though.
If I was in Star Wars?
If you were in a Star Wars. And you had to be one of the aliens. What kind of the aliens would you be?
Oh.
There's a lot of good ones.
Yeah.
Or robots, I guess. Just no people.
If I was in Star Wars, a galaxy far, far away.
And long ago.
And also long ago.
It's in the past. It seems like the future.
In the past. That's where it takes place. On many varied planets, even though every planet seems only like the scope of a town. I've never seen a planet with different biomes. What's that about? But anyway, I would be the droid from the original Star Tours.
Rex!
I would be the droid who takes over your flight.
And you'd say,
hey folks, it might be your first time flying and it's mine too. Looks like it's going to be a smooth flight to Endor, so I'll go ahead and
open the droid from the original Star Wars.
Oh, yes, I thought about Grogu.
Sure.
So the whole world would love what I do. Ultimately, I would be the droid from the original Star Tours.
C-3PO, cause of the annoying things he says. And you would not be a tauntaun on a planet made of ice. And you wouldn't be a porg, which is a puffin changed in post.
Nope.
Be the droid from the original Star Tours. I would be the droid from the original Star Tours. And you'd say, Star Tours.
Oh, yes, Scott.
Yes, Scott. Mm.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What a great... Do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah, that's really good.
I've been thinking about that noise a lot because my wife's work computer makes a noise that is so eerily similar, but not the same jingle. Same exact tone, oh same God. Exact vibe.
I should just download that as a text as like, a text message noise. So it would make close. Me happy every time I heard it.
That's so good.
You know what, though? Having a Star Wars sound on a person's phone ruins for you when you watch again a Star Wars movie, because every time R2-D2 talks in Star Wars, I think it's a text from my wife.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When my wife texts me, it goes...
Oh my gosh, I can't believe you just did that. Oh my gosh, are we in the Catskills? Okay.
Can you imagine?
No. Literally not. Could everyone tell me what you would be from Star Tours? I mean Star Wars. Star Tours is my original Star Wars canon. It's where any...
You know it so well.
It's where any Star Wars fandom lives and breathes is in Star Tours.
If you had asked me up until, you know, the age of 12, I would have been like, Ewok, 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 Ewok.
Sure.
Ewok, 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 Ewok.
Which is a great answer.
Which is a great answer, but in my adult life, I'm becoming more and more a fan of the Jawas, who I always liked. But I just think they're so funny. Like, their whole thing is like... Yeah.
They're
we're gonna
fun.
Take apart your stuff, and we're gonna put it on our big thing, and like we're out of here.
Yeah,
that's it. That's all we do.
Yeah,
it's great. It's really great.
I don't know enough of the lore. Do they live in it? The
thing? I assume they, it's a big RV.
Right.
Yeah, it looks like they live in it.
They
I mean,
live
so
in it, definitely.
Giant.
It's
they at least,
so big.
They at least
the
sometimes
crawler.
Live in it. Okay, Brett.
Hmm.
Or should we come to you last, since you seem like you really like it a lot?
I do really like it, but okay. I'm drawing a blank on who I want to be.
Okay, keep thinking, Scott. Okay.
Honestly, now that I'm looking back, like my youngest first choice probably would have been Yoda, because I was like,
sure.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
but that's
yeah.
also me being like...
Scott, you're the elephant dude who's playing the keyboards.
Oh, yeah.
Max Grebo?
Yes.
Max
yeah, my favorite
Grebo,
Captain EO character.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But yeah, I think Yoda would have been my first pick.
Yoda's great.
Yoda's a great answer.
Great answer. Dana?
I think, like, back in the day, I mean, I'm, like, debating between, like, obviously an Ewok or a Porg.
Porgs
I
are
mean,
great. Oh, Dana, it's Porg. How could it not be Porg?
It has to be a Porg.
Dana, Dana
like,
it's Porg all the way down.
Dana, Porg all the way!
Dana made a Porg costume.
Before that movie came out, right?
And then yes. Dana finished the story.
And then I was at a Halloween party, and Rian Johnson was there. And he was, like, freaking out that I was the Porg, and he asked for a picture with me.
I mean, you're a Porg Liberty.
You're a Porg Liberty.
Porg Liberty. And then I did get interviewed.
Okay, you're obviously a Porg. I shouldn't have even come to you.
I am insane.
That's great.
I think
Brett.
A Wookiee, like a Chewie.
Wookiees are great.
Oh, yeah.
The Wookiee family.
That's great.
They're great.
Loyal. Yes. I obviously hate that they changed my beloved Star Tours, but I will say the like permutations of different versions you can have, the fact that one of them you can go to a Wookiee planet, the Wookiee planet is very fun. But
that's
I
cool. I didn't
hate
know that.
That they changed
Wait,
my
Yeah, well, you hate change. You're always going on Twitter saying, this is killing my childhood.
Uh-huh. I just need to check in for a second. Is Star Tours still in a different part of the park
Correct.
Than the rest of the Star
yes.
Correct. It's
oh,
the
wow.
one part of the Star Tours it's not in.
Well, I mean, it would be so needlessly
no,
tricky to move
it's
it. Yeah.
It's just wild. That
well,
that's
yeah, it's a little.
Down.
I mean, I think Tomorrowland's too beloved for them to be like, we're going to cannibalize
Tomorrowland to build
I love
Galaxy's
the hell
Edge.
Out of that movie, and if anyone speaks an ill word about it,
which one?
Tomorrowland.
Oh,
the wait.
Deep cut. No. I hear you. I mean, it is sort of interesting. It's like, will they make Space Mountain Star Wars themed, and then have like Star Wars operate in multiple parts of the park? Now, what I will say is, Star Wars Land, Galaxy's Edge.
Now we're gonna get sued by Podcast The Ride.
I know.
But keep talking.
They're not friends.
They're not friends.
Well,
neither are the Doughboys.
They're all gonna sue us. Every other podcast we like to create.
We make enemies everywhere we go.
Yeah. It's its own like literal town of Blackspire Outpost or whatever, which I think is really cool. So it's so specifically a place versus like Frontier Land,
which is all the frontiers.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. If they were a land,
which is confusing because space is
not the final frontier.
That's right. That's back in Tomorrowland.
And I can't wait for Disney to buy Star Trek and build a big Star Trek land.
I
really screeched everything into a hole.
Have you played a Star Trek video game?
Of course.
It is pointlessly dull. Like, Star Trek is lovely as a show. As anything else, it is not.
I was just talking to Nicole about this. Star Trek imagines a future in which not only is Earth unified, but there are like basically no corporations, right?
Yeah, because
it's very utopian.
Well.
It's like one collective. They don't talk about Earth too much. They like check back in every once in a while, but like most solved Earth, right? Yeah, we kind
they're
of.
They're just
they're like Earth's great.
Earth's
moving
great,
on,
let's explore the galaxy. And,
but now it's all like in almost every other sci-fi is like sort of dystopian in that other properties assume like, well, big corporations are going to own full planets, like Earth is not going to get it together, so like Mars is going to be like Welcome to Mars by Pepsi. This is Pepsi's Mars,
right?
Owned by Mars bars.
That's probably better.
Be,
I think you can tell like how positive or negative like a sci-fi movie is going to be, whether or not it tells you what year it is. If it's just like future time, things are working well. If it's like the year is 20 anything, it's bad. Promise you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
By codifying the year, we're saying called shot. By the time we get here, it will be worse.
Yeah, no one's going to be like, the year is 2199. Robots have been defeated. Well, everything is fine.
What about the Skynet date? And that movie was all about how good the robot is that came back to be our friend.
Wait, what?
The big metal guy.
In what?
The Sky
Iron Giant?
Terminator?
Oh. I thought you said great.
The Skynet movie.
And what is that?
Skynet is the company that made artificial intelligence that gained sentience.
I thought you said Skynet date, like some sort of rom-com I'd never heard of.
Okay, say that again, though.
Skynet date, where it's a rom-com I'd never heard of.
Welcome to Skynet, but not the one that you know. No, we are here, a company sent from above, and we do one thing, and that's make robots for you to marry and love. Big silver men and women for with you to share your life. Would you like a big silver husband or a big silver wife?
Woo!
You can have them too. That's what we do at Skynet.
Hey girls, I'm glad you could come over tonight. There's something I'd like to tell you. Wait, there's someone I'd like you to meet.
Beep, 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 boom.
This is my husband, Terminator.
to. If you're nasty.
Goo. Perfect for all of you lovers listening the day after Valentine's Day.
Is that what today is?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
It is.
Now, Valentine's Day is a very important holiday.
Or as most children call it, Valentine's Day. Mom, I gotta get all my candies for the whole class for Valentine's Day.
It's Valentine's.
It's Valentine's. Yeah, that's what happened. Do you guys
when
have
you think
any Valentine's
of angels, do you think of the little babies?
No.
Me neither. It's not the first of, angels that I think
I of. Think of Emma Thompson in Angels in America.
Okay.
The great work begins.
Yeah, there's no baby angels to me. They are all adults.
Yeah.
No cherubim.
Wasn't like Nick Cage an angel in that thing?
Yeah. City of Angels.
City of Angels, and then that song, the Goo Goo Doll song.
This is not interesting. I know this is not interesting. Go with me anyway.
Welcome to our segment, This Is Not Interesting with Jessica McKenna, where Jessica brings something that she admits is not interesting to the pod, but lets you know in advance so you can set the bar appropriately. Back to you, Jessica.
Okay, it's our old favorite, Someone Tells You a Dream They Had. Everyone knows it's not interesting, but I'll sure make it as quick as possible. I was having a dream that had some scary parts, but not scary parts. And then a not scary part, my husband Morgan and I were deciding if we were going to pay to go to a beach club. We were in Malibu and we were like, since one of all the beaches in Malibu, these little private beach clubs. And we're like, well, we came all the way here. Let's go inside and see how much it is. We go inside and next to us in line, or who comes in the door wearing steampunk style sunglasses is none other than Nicolas Cage. Morgan immediately hugs him and says, I'm a huge fan. I back away and go, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And he goes, what? People should know when they touch your life. And I go, yeah. Yeah, but you're not supposed to touch them. And he goes, oh, shoot, you're right. I'm so sorry, sir, for touching you. That wasn't appropriate. And Nick said, it's cool, man. That's the end of, I know that's not that interesting.
I'm gonna do a hard disagree with that particular story, Jess.
It's really good.
The details of that conversation make me realize that you dream in a much more linear sense than I do. I don't know that I would ever remember that many like individual I said and then they said and then I said.
It sounds like Jess and I dream similarly, and maybe Brett and Zach dream. Because Brett, you said your dreams are like
this sometimes
weird.
They're indescribable and abstract.
Mm. All right, we get it. You're cool. Oh my God.
Is that cool?
It's like the sort of people that like
I'm sort of like indescribable.
Yeah.
Like really abstract.
I would never have anything as pedestrian as a two-way conversation.
But I think it is wild to most of us that like you can stop in your dream and go, now hold on a minute, let's analyze this. And it's like, no man, for me dreams are just like, now you're in the mall.
There was also a very vivid part of my dream where Morgan and his brother Zachary were trying to get this whole club to sing Mr. Brightside in order to bring in the new year. And I was literally, the way that I like his side of the family, the way that like they keep in touch is there's like a family Snapchat, and it's the only thing I use Snapchat for is like communicating with the Beck family. And I was trying to, in my dream, I like pulled up on my phone and was snapping it to show the rest of the family, like, look at Morgan and Zachary trying to get
Mr. Brightside going.
Mr. Brightside going.
Can I say, side note, no one knows the words to Auld Lang Syne. I definitely think the new, like, the ball drop song should be Mr. Brightside. Yeah.
Could you imagine?
So oh my God.
As the year counts down.
I'm coming
down.
Out of the Dude, year because I've been doing just fine.
Gotta be down because it's next year.
We started out with this year, but now we end up this year.
It was only last year.
Oh, sorry, can you all play Mr. Brightside? Can we just end on that?
Yeah.
Like, legally, can we?
Yeah, legally, it's parody. Yeah,
everyone sues us, it's fine.
Our final frenemy, the Killers.
Oh, God. You're going to pull out the bass?
Oh, no, Scott. I think we need all hands on being able to do chords here. Otherwise, Brett is lifting it.
I need you to remember this for me.
It's like... Na, 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 na.
It started out with a kiss. How did it end?
Oh my God! Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a complicated.
It is a complicated one. So instead, let's do Happy Birthday.
My birthday is on Friday.
Dana. By the time this comes out, it will be this Friday.
Yes, this Friday.
Yes, that's great, Scott. Coming out of this
Oh, sorry. It makes the sound. Bye!
Wow. Really good. Great job.